Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the place we come together every single week to grow, to develop, and we are so passionate about leaders becoming all that God would have them to become. Thank you for being a part each week, and of course, however you heard of this podcast, it means a lot to us that you're connected, and thank you so much for supporting. Sharing this with as many people as you can means a lot to us. We want to reach 1 million leaders, and you're helping us do that every single day. I want to encourage you to follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. That's JosephWalker3. Let's collaborate. Let's talk. Let me hear your ideas. I'm excited about it. Also, I want you to go over to YouTube. I want you to subscribe to my wife and I's YouTube channel. It's Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. It's a wonderful YouTube page where we deal with a lot of great content about balancing life and family and everything. Iron sharpens iron, guys. And that's why we do what we do, because we want to see you get to the next level. And I believe that there's a leader emerging in all of us. I want to thank you in advance, and I want to get right into today's topic because I want to talk about tips for personal development. How do I become better just in terms of myself, in terms of as a leader? Oftentimes, we have an idea about getting better. People say it all the time, I want to do better this year. I want to do this. Well, I want to give you some tips that work for me in terms of constantly developing myself, my brand, developing my vision. I mean, all of this stuff matters. And so we are constantly becoming. When you have to recognize that you have never reached a point where you've arrived. If you've done that, there's nothing I can do for you. But if you recognize that there's space for growth, you're a continual student, you're trying to learn as much as you can while you can, well, guess what? You will receive everything that's about to be deposited in your life right now. The first thing I want to tell you is this, and you've heard it before, but I want to just lay it out. Principle number one. You ready? Write it down. Read often. Read often. You know, it has been said that most billionaires read upwards of 30 to 50 books a year. Why? Most successful people read a book every 2 weeks. Reading exposes your mind to so many other ideas. It keeps your mind sharp. It keeps you relevant. It helps you develop better vocabulary. I mean, reading is fundamental to growth. And there are people who tell me all the time, I just hate reading. I mean, is there any way, whether you're reading it yourself or audiobook, whatever, it's just important that you develop a curriculum that you can read. I got some good books you could start with. Leadership and Loneliness by Joseph Walker. No pun intended. But I want you to just figure out, like, what areas in your life do you want to grow and develop? Find books, content. I've read some amazing books last year. I'm looking forward to reading some this year that are different, that stretch me. Like Outlive by Peter Attia. That book was over 400 pages long, but I read every page because it changed my life. I took that book with me everywhere I went because I couldn't put it down. There are all kinds of books. It can be psychology. It can be medicine. It can be mental health. It can be, you know, vision sharpening. It can be personal development of discipline and habits, you know. James Clear book on atomic habits. I mean, there's so many amazing books, you know, books on humility, books on essentialism, a variety of books out there, books on, you know, really understanding EQ, Goldman's book. I read that once a year. I try to understand that. So I would just say, develop the habit of reading often. Carve out that time every single day. Even if you just say, I'm going to read 2 chapters a day. Do you know how you can get through a book in a week by doing that? 2 chapters a day or 20 pages a day? You'll be through with most books in 10 days if you read 20 pages a day. So Commit to reading often. That's how you develop better vocabulary, better exposure to ideas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Got it? It's wonderful to be at a table and someone asks you, what are you reading? And it just flows off of your tongue versus, I don't really know, right? You have to make certain. You have to read more than your social media timeline. Got it? So I want to develop leaders who are readers. That's what next level leaders are. All right, here's number two. Work out regularly. You have to do this regularly. I need you in optimal health. I need you to take care of yourself. One of the things that I do every morning, 5 a.m., I'm in the gym. I'm working out. I've got a regimen. I do cardio. I lift. But whatever you have to do, whether you get a bike, whether you, you know, out there, you know, on a treadmill, whatever you're doing, you have to make certain that you're working out with regularity. You could take a walk through your neighborhood, walk the stairs in your house, get at least 30 minutes of workout in every single day, and you will be amazed how it would help you feel better, work better. It'll relieve stress. A lot of the issues that we have in our health are simply because many of us are not moving. If you move and you do this, it'll really help you. Now, let me throw this out for free. Working out is only, you know, a small part of it. Like, it's eating healthy that really matters. So you don't work out and then go have a cheeseburger. You've got to work out and you've got to find you someone that can give you a meal plan to help you stay lean, to help you, you know, make sure your caloric intake is appropriate. You're burning calories, but you can't eat more calories than you burn. So it's important that you're watching that. You say, why is it so important as a leader? Because you're out front. Let me tell you a story. When my wife and I founded Church Fit many years ago, it was a healthy lifestyle program to help the faith community attack premorbidities and a variety of other things that affected our community disproportionately. We recognized it was really creating more resources for our people and opportunities for them to exercise and work out that was free. Sometimes working out sometimes can be cost prohibitive for some people going to gym and gym membership. So we created this platform in our ministry. Let me tell you what happened. We had this great idea. We were talking about it. My wife looked at me and says, if it's going to happen, they've got to see us modeling this in front of them. So as a pastor, I began losing weight, maintaining a healthy lifestyle. And when they saw me do it as their leader, that's when people got inspired. This is the same thing that happened in our International Fellowship of Full Gospel. When other bishops and people saw me losing weight and maintaining it, they were like, man, how are you doing that? Because I'm eating clean. I'm drinking water. I'm taking care of myself. You have to make certain that you work out, that you eat regularly. It's all about personal development. You know the gyms were full at the beginning of this year, 2024. And here we are right now, all the way in the month of March. The question is, are people still faithful to their workout regimen? I need you to be. All right, here's number three. This is fun. Find a mentor or mentors. If you're going to be developed as a leader, you have to have someone to mentor you. Whatever you stand under is what you ultimately understand. I have a mentoring program. If you're interested in it, reach out to my office, reach out to me on Instagram. We can work out that. But you need a mentor. You need someone who has already been where you're trying to go. Not someone theorizing about it, but someone who's already accomplished, already there, that can tell you the landmines to watch out for, to give you wisdom on how to navigate the terrain where you are. This is what a mentor does. Now, mentoring relationships are not unilateral. They are reciprocal, meaning you have to show up. You have to be available. You can't be ghosting your mentor. You can't be all over the place and your mentor doesn't realize what happened to you. You have to submit yourself to being rebuked and being chastened and helped and corrected. I mean, all this stuff is important. So I think it's important to find you a good mentor, someone that you respect, someone that has done extraordinary things in their field that you admire, and go after that. You, all your mentors don't have to be in the same field that you are. My mentors are not always pastors. They are business people, entertainment people, media people. You have to find mentors who are winning at a high level in their respective careers, and then you then follow suit and say, clearly, there are strategies. There are things that you can pour into my life on how you arrived at where you are. Got it? All right. Here's number four. Refuse to be the smartest person in the room. Any leader of any worth always make certain that they surround themselves with brilliant people. Don't always be the smartest person that shows up in the room. You have to put smart people around you. A part of your personal development is putting yourself in circles where people are talking about things you haven't even imagined. I'm often looking for those rooms, those discussions, those spaces where people are educating me. I'm learning things about real estate or finance, or I'm learning things about a variety of different topics that can help me become a better person. So I'm listening to these conversations. I'm like, wow, you guys are brilliant. You guys are smart. I'm going to various workshops or panels, or someone's coming to town who's lecturing, and I want to sit back and I want to be a student and learn. Don't always be the smartest person, but make sure you submit yourself to the knowledge that others have to bring so you can develop as a leader. All right? Here's number five. And this has been scientifically proven, by the way. Develop a strong social circle. You know, it has been said that people who are incredibly successful have strong social circles. They have groups that they hang with, cohorts. They go out, they travel together. They're not people who often are in silo and they do things solo. These are people that are collaborative. They share ideas. They have similar challenges, and they laugh together. You need to have a strong social circle of people that are similarly positioned, so that when you're communicating about your own trajectory, your own challenges, they have a frame of reference. It doesn't mean all your friends have to be at that level. Yeah, you need friends that, you know, that do a variety of other things. You need variety, but there comes a moment you have to have some people in your life that get you. This is how you have personal development, that I have people in my life that I don't have to even say it all. They understand. They are leaders themselves. They lead organizations. They have some of the similar challenges. So this is how we lead as next level leaders. And this is what makes us extraordinary, because we develop intentional social circles that help us become who we're supposed to become. Got it? So look at least the five people that are closest to you, because it has been said we are the sum total of the five people who are closest to us. Ask yourself if that social circle is developing you, or is it hindering you from being all that you know you can be. All right? Here is number six. Stay abreast of current trends. Stay abreast of the future. You know, I think that if you're going to be really developed and grow, you got to pay attention to what's coming. For example, all of us have our eyes focused on AI, what's happening with artificial intelligence in a variety of different fields. We begin to realize how the job market is going to be impacted by AI. We begin to think about how technology is going to change our lives. It is changing our lives, that, you know, I'm driving an all-electric car and how that's going to impact the future. And, you know, we begin to think about every particular area of our lives, because we can lead better if we understand the trends of what's coming. We keep our finger on the pulse of a variety of different things that are future thoughts and things that, you know, that are going to be realized in our lifetime. So this is how you remain relevant. This is how you prepare your organization to succeed. This is how you remain a successful leader, because you understand these things are coming. I remember, boy, before the pandemic, you know, our ministry was doing well in virtual space. We had Mount Zion Anywhere. And so we understood how to do streaming. We were doing it regularly. So when the pandemic happened and we couldn't gather, it was just another day at the office. We just turned the stream on again, because that's what we did. I saw leaders who did not know how to stream, did not know how to use social media, struggling. I mean, struggling during the pandemic. They had the camera, like, you know, 1 inch away from their face preaching. I saw, you know, crazy camera angles. I'm like, man, what is this? Because people did not embrace it before it was needed. You have to be open to positive change. Say this with me. The future belongs to those who are open to positive change. That's Bishop Paul Morton's quote. I love it. And you have to put yourself in that position, man, that you are always staying abreast of the future, of what's coming. Particularly in your industry, you have to know, you have to be a good student of that. Let's review what we've heard so far. The first thing we talked about as we're dealing with tips for personal development is how to read often. What are you reading? Gather you a curriculum, develop your own syllabus and your own reading schedule and say, I'm going to read these books this quarter. That's what I do. I literally go to the bookstore, gather the books, and I say, I'm going to read these books over the next 3 months. And I'm very serious about that. And so you got to get a good reading list. Secondly, work out. Whether you have a home gym, whether you can walk through your neighborhood, a membership at a gym, do something. Get moving. You cannot fulfill your purpose if you're out of health. You got to be in optimal health. In 2024, we got to declare that we're going to be in optimal mental health, optimal physical health. We're going to eat right. We're going to lay aside all the craziness, the sugars and the fats. And we're going to eat lean and clean. We're going to drink lots of water so we can be at optimal performance when it comes to fulfilling our role as leaders. We're going to lead by example. Number three, we're going to find a mentor. We're going to find someone who is winning, who's doing it at a high level. They don't have to be in our profession, but there's somebody we respect. They have leadership, you know, skills they can impart in our lives. They have incredible relationship capital to help us navigate certain relationships, and they can actually connect us with people that we would never have an opportunity to connect with had we not had these people as our mentors. Number four, we want to refuse to be the smartest person in the room. We're going to surround ourselves with brilliance. We're not going to apologize for it. We want to make sure brilliant people are connected to us. And then here is number five, develop a strong social circle. Developing a strong social circle means that we want to make sure that the people in our lives pour into us, that they are people that understand us. Ultimately, we're saying, this crowd gets me. Here's number six. Number six is staying abreast of the future, making certain we understand current trends. Because we're reading, because we got our finger on the pulse of what's happening, we remain relevant. Number seven is focus on your spiritual growth. All right, leader, I've been pushing this hard. 2024 is here. No more just focusing our attention on our career, trying to make that bag. Let's put God first. Let's make sure we focus on our spiritual growth. Have you ever thought, when you look at these buildings and cranes going up, sometimes there's a hole in the ground for months before you see anything go up because they're digging and digging a foundation because they know unless there's proper depth, they cannot put the anchors in and send the building up high if the ground is shallow. You have to make sure you are spiritually grounded, that you are anchored so that when you build your life and build your career, you have a strong foundation spiritually. It's important to have a church home. It's important to have a pastor. It's important to be taught the word of God. It's important to have a devotional plan. It's important to pray regularly. It's important to go to worship. It's important to create community and to serve, to volunteer, to be involved, to take your gift to the kingdom of God and say, Lord, use my gift here as well. All of that is important as you continue to grow spiritually. So listen, I want you to win. And as you develop, it's all about intentionality. It's all about the decisions you're willing to make. I've given you seven good ones, and I really hope they have blessed you. I want you to follow me at JosephWalker3. Let me know on Instagram if this has blessed you. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. And also, I want you to go over there to YouTube and subscribe to my wife and I's YouTube channel, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Put something in the comment section. Let me know, hey, I'm a next level leader listener, but I'm over here today getting this as well. Let me know. I would appreciate it. I see all the comments. I read them and I comment back where applicable. I just want you to get all that God has for your life. You are a next level leader. This is your season to be developed. God wants to do so much more in your life. He's just waiting on you to get right. That is, I hope this has blessed you. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. This is Next Level Leader. And until next time, you be blessed. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker.